This week in Manhattan, federal prosecutors in the case against hip-hop tycoon Sean Combs have had one of their prime witnesses on the stand. That witness is Cassie Ventura. She was the girlfriend and protege of Sean Combs, who's also known as Diddy. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siukis takes a look at the music that Cassie made and how her initial promise was never fulfilled. And a warning, this report mentions physical and sexual violence.
From an early age, Cassandra Cassie Ventura already seemed destined for some kind of stardom. Her debut single, Me and You, exploded when she was just 19 years old. By then, she had already been a successful model for years.
I had remembered her from her Delia's catalog days. And so when her videos began to come out, I said, I know that face.
Hillary Crosley Coker, a cultural journalist and historian, remembers. At the time of Cassie's debut, she was writing about hip-hop and R&B for Billboard magazine. I love you all
the way down. It was a perfect, fun little club song, and you really got the sense that she had the opportunity to do something bigger if she just had the runway to do it.
Me and You soared to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It ended up being one of the biggest singles of 2006. That song and her first album were released by Bad Boy Records, a label co-owned by Sean Combs. Cassie was a newcomer, but her deal with Bad Boy was a stunner. She signed a 10-album contract, a spectacularly long arrangement in the mid-2000s, longer than the ones signed by artists like Rihanna and Britney Spears. Hillary Crosley Coker points out that with a deal of that length, Cassie was going to be tied to Sean Combs artistically, professionally, and financially for many years to come.
Cassie being signed to a 10-album deal at that time in 2006 was very large. And in hindsight, it does feel like a control move as opposed to something that could actually benefit her career. I think at that time, maybe she didn't have representation that could fight back for her or could say, that's a really long time.
Crosley Coker says that at the time, Bad Boy was famous for being controlling in their artist deals. Other artists on the label had agreed to similar terms. Combs had a reputation as a kingmaker. But Cassie never replicated anything close to the success of Me and You. A second single called Long Way to Go made it to number 97 on the Hot 100 and then vanished after just a couple of weeks. I'm gonna tell you what you can. Long Way to Go was Cassie's last song to reach any kind of mainstream popularity. This week, Ventura testified that Combs began physically, sexually, and emotionally abusing her in 2007, around the same time that the two of them began dating. That alleged abuse has been at the center of her testimony at Combs's trial this week. On the stand, Ventura said that during her 11-year relationship with Combs, she recorded hundreds of tracks under his direction. But she said that was all just busy work. She said her main job was organizing and participating in multi-day marathons of sex and drug use directed by Combs, which Ventura said happened hundreds of times over the years. Combs' defense lawyers say her participation was entirely consensual, and Combs has pleaded not guilty to all the criminal charges against him. As for her recording career, Cassie went on to release just one more mixtape in 2013, 7 years after her promising debut. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.